let's go to Skibbereen now to get reaction to that gold medal win by Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy on a momentous night for Ireland. Our reporter Gail Conway was in West Cork for the race and the celebrations which followed in the early hours of this morning, and she spoke with Fintan's sister Caitlin and parents Tom and Sue.
Go Ireland, eh?
Tom and Sue, what are your feelings at the moment? It's so exciting.
It's overwhelming. Absolutely delighted. They've worked so hard and they were pushed and they delivered, and yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. There are no words to describe it. There are no words. Pride, it just doesn't cover it.
There's
so much more than that.
Literally overwhelming. Yeah.
There was a lot of expectation on them to win. Did you think, I know you hoped they'd win, did you actually think they could do it?
We hoped beyond hope that they would. They were on form, they've been on form all season, and it seems that no one could touch them. So we just hoped that that would be the case again today. And they didn't let us down.
I can only 100% agree, even though I had an intuitive feeling for a while now that they were going to do very well. So, yeah.
With the COVID restrictions, they'll be home now that they're finished competing in 48 hours, I believe, so you don't have too long to wait. Yeah. What's the first thing you hope to do when Fintan comes home?
Just give him a huge hug.
Yeah, say hi, big cuddle.
We're beyond proud. You know, Finn's had in his sights for a long time, and he did it.
We're a small country, we're punching so far above our weight. It's totally inspiring, and I think they'll go on and do more.
Caitlin, your brother is now an Olympian. How does it feel?
Yes, it's crazy. I would have expected it when he started rowing, but you know, when we were little, he was just never the sporty type. So for him to be an Olympic gold medalist, it's crazy. It's not something I would have imagined in a million years, to be honest.
How do you think he's achieved it? You said he wasn't even sporty.
Yeah, I just think, you know, he put his mind to it when he started rowing. He knew he wanted to be the best. You know, there was no other point in doing it. So he just went out and did what he always said he was going to do. So, yeah, I'm very proud of him.
So you watched the race here with your family this evening. Has your phone been hopping ever since?
Yeah, literally all my friends have been showing that they're watching it, sending me Snapchats, being like, oh my God, it's so exciting. I know, it's just crazy. But yeah, no, it's been insane, the amount of people supporting and everything. It's crazy.
How do you think you'll celebrate even more than tonight when he comes home?
Oh God, me and Mom were going to attempt to make some kind of Olympic cake. I don't know how that's going to go, but... we'll see, and maybe decorate the house or whatever for him to come home. But yeah, I'm excited to see him now. It's good that they get to come home so fast. That's one good thing, I'd say.
What a moment. What a moment.
Is that a tear in Paul's eye?
Absolutely wonderful to hear those sounds from Skibbereen in West Cork. Caitlin, Fintan McCarthy's sister, along with parents Tom and Sue, speaking to Gail Conway there. And Fintan isn't the only roarer in the family. Gail also spoke with Fintan's twin brother Jake, another roarer with eyes on competing in the Olympics in the future after the stirring victory in Tokyo this morning.
Can't really believe it, to be honest. Yeah, it's speechless, really. Overjoyed and like emotional. Can't wait to get him home now, you know, and can't wait to see him.
You know all his processes and how he thinks, how he works. What did he do, do you think, that got him to this point?
I remember us kind of watching the Rio Olympics, you know, 4 years ago and talking about it. And I think ever since then, you know, something, I don't know, was it like a seed of belief or something was kind of planted in his head. And kind of ever since then, I guess just been, you know, daily kind of working on it day in, day out to get there.
Do you think it's going to help with your own motivation and inspiration as well to dig deeper and get to the Olympics yourself?
Oh yeah, without a doubt. Like literally watching that, it was almost like something flicked inside me, you know, just this desire and something I've never even experienced. Like it's just, you want to be there and you want to be experiencing, you know, and hopefully now And once I get the injury right, I can hopefully go and give my best shot at doing that.
And you have a new addition to the family. A young pup is here. What's his name? And he has joined the action as well.
Yeah, he's Albie. He was giving you a bit of trouble there. I think he's in the other room, closed off there, barking away. But he watched the race. We put a t-shirt on him earlier and stuff. So we sent that to Finn, before the race.
That was Fintan McCarthy's twin brother, Jake, speaking to Gail Conway there.